Welcome, friends, to a moment of empowerment and growth. Today, we bring to you a special sermon titled Power of Will from August 20th, 2023. Let Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center inspire your determination and strengthen your resolve. Embrace this message and let it fortify your inner will. Together, let's embrace our potential.
God's plans for us are good. God is all good. God is all there is. So how can God be all good if God is all there is and we see things we do not call good? We see. We call. We choose. We judge. God says yes. God says yes, you are my beloved from before time. God says, yes, you are perfect just as I made you. God says, yes, the things that I have for you in your future are good. Because you are good, because you are made of God's stuff. God is all there is, that includes you. We let the thoughts of circumstances and what other people may think or do or be, we let that fade. We focus on the fact that God is all there is. And whether we understand or comprehend or approve of all there is, God is so vast. So all-encompassing that it is our lack of knowledge that lets us judge things as other than good. We've all had things like that happen. So let's not worry about the outcome. Let's not worry about next week, next month, next year. All you really have is now, right now. And right now, you are safe. You are loved. You are whole. You are secure. You are supported. You are wanted. You are welcomed. You can feel this on so many levels. You know this is true. And regardless of what other humans or circumstances may bring, this will never change. You will always be made of God's stuff. You will always be perfect, whole, and complete in this now moment. Who you will be tomorrow doesn't matter. Who you are now. Who you are now. We go deep. We feel that inner core of divinity. That breath of life that came from the One, our Creator. That yearning to create, to make new, to make order, to imagine things we've not yet seen. All of this comes from our Creator, our source, the source of all good, the source of all. We know that since we are God's beloved children, our destiny is more good. Our destiny is to deepen our understanding and let us understand deeply on a cellular level that this is true. It not will be true. This is true now. Because now is all there is. When you get to tomorrow, it'll be now. So now is the appointed day. Now is the appointed hour. Now is the day to decide to be your true self. Your true self doesn't worry because it's still in touch with home. It never left. Your true self knows that on all levels, you are a good and valuable person. Your true self knows that more people love you than you could imagine. People you have not even met look at you and smile and are comforted by your beingness. This is true now. It has been true. And your awareness helps magnify that in your experience. Your awareness, where you choose to focus, is like a beacon pulling towards you that which you focus on. Peace begins with us. Love begins with us. It's inside of each of us. No matter what our childhood was, no matter what yesterday was, it is a permanent part of you. And when we decide to let that divine presence permeate our being, inform our intentions, direct our desires, we begin to manifest more and more of all good things. We know that when we ask from our human hearts and minds, we add this or something better, for God knows what the universe has for you. And God wants the best, and the best of the best for you. So we open it at the top. We let our cup fill to overflowing, knowing that the universe has a larger cup for us. The universe has unlimited good for each of us, and it never runs out. Knowing this, we remain in a state of gratitude for all that has happened and all that is happening and all that will happen. Because all that will happen is God. And God is good. We take a moment to let our hearts open. Not just to things and situations that we know about, but for the whole planet. Because we are all God's children. We are all family. And we know that as we stay focused on God, as we keep it open at the top, that cup running over waters all that needs watering, feeds all that needs feeding, and reaches around the planet and beyond. The highest and best is your destiny. Now. And so it is. And so it is. I am just thrilled with the music that our maestro brings us. That first song I had never heard before. And I loved how people labeled themselves with what they thought was the truth about them. Betrayed, abandoned, rejected. But as he sung, as they connected, they realized that their real badge was beloved. Now, we don't always use biblical language. We say, I love you. We don't often call each other beloved. But I really like that word because it's two words. Be loved. A lot of times, people want to give love and affection. And something in us kind of, I'm not worthy. They don't really mean that. If you really knew me, you know we all do those kind of things in our heads sometimes. Not all the times, but it's a habit that this society helps to teach us. So when it comes up, what I like to do is, oh, that's from the past. I don't have to do that anymore. And let it go. Go back to what I know. We've all heard Emmett Fox, Golden Key. When you got a problem, or what you think is a problem, because a lot of our problems are really blessings. You got something that you kind of want to change. Don't think about it. Think about God. Now, in this society, we are taught that worrying does something. I'm concerned. That means I care. Don't worry. Worry is a prayer. Worry is a prayer for what you don't want. Remember, all your words are prayer. The universe is listening. God's right there with you. So anything you're thinking or feeling or contemplating, God's listening. The very cells of your body are listening. And because the universe says yes, I'm rejected, okay? Let me give them some more to be feeling rejected about. I'm lazy. Oh, boy, we can work with that. You know? I'm a Taurus, so I can speak this way because, you know, the dark side of Taurus is... I'm good at that. But I don't identify with that. For everything, if you use the Enneagram, the astrology, any of those systems generally have a positive, negative, you know. This is really good, and then taken too far, it's really bad. Judgment. Judgment. Sunday school, we were talking about judgment, how judging can be a judgment. And judging is not always bad. If I don't judge the distance between here and the floor, that could be pretty hilarious. You know? So judging is not always bad. We say, oh, it's going to be hot. I'll wear something comfortable. I'll turn on the air conditioner. That's a judgment. That's a decision. Decisions based on what you think is true. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. It's a thing you want to keep doing. A lot of people that I've run into, oh, I should probably explain. I'm blinding you today with silver because this is the month of silver, and I'm talking about silver, okay? Silver is will. And a lot of us have been exposed to the cultural phenomenon. I say, will, what do you think of next? You're so unity. But most people out there will say power, willpower. We almost think of it as one word. But there's no power in will. Power is in God. And God is in you, which means the power is in you. You can make the change. You don't just... Oh, God, please bring me. I want it. I've been good. Nah. I don't think God enjoys that. When he made you perfect and gave you the gift before you even took flesh, What are you asking me for now? I gave it to you. You have access to everything. Just get up and get it. The will of God is yes. Because you're a choice point. So if you choose to feel miserable, God says, yeah, you can do that. You can create that. If you choose to do what you know is not going to make you happy, not going to make the people around you happy, and may even have some dangerous consequences, you knew there were consequences, so you may experience them. Notice may. Because God doesn't live in time. We do. So we think of things as, if I do this, then that'll happen, and then that'll happen, and I can get that thing I really want over there. God says, what you want? You don't say, I want this right here, because that's what you want. Now, this may be I'll use Sunday school, 1.5 billion ticket. But is that really what I want, a ticket? Or, well, that's to get the lotto. Is that really what I want? Do I want to have to lawyer up and go to Austin and sign this and that and change that and do that? And no, what I want is that feeling of security, that I can do what I need to do when I need to do it. That's what it is. It's not the ticket. It's not even the money. It's the feeling of knowing I am secure. If you look at anything you want and go, even a situation, and go deeper, you'll see that that feeling is what you're really looking for. I've mentioned before, Neville Goddard, feeling is the secret. Even our Sunday school book talks about thought has to be met with the feeling. We can have thoughts about what our plans are, what we think is the way to go. But if we're not feeling it, it's just words. It can be logical. It can be possible. But how much more possible if you're enthusiastic? And I love that word. That means God in you. Now, some of us got a chance to enjoy salad, science, and spirituality. And I'll leave it to those who unfortunately could not attend to go look at that, and you'll be very glad you did. But one of the things that they noticed is that our DNA is slightly different than what you would have expected if it was just evolution doing that. We have genes that don't fit that pattern. And when they look at the cells, they found the message, God eternal within the body. Think about that. In every cell of your body, God eternal in your body. So, of course, health is our natural state. Joy is our natural state. Understanding is our natural state. We don't have to use willpower to get those things because that's what we are. The other thing that was brought up in that series is that when we're tiny, we're just taking it in. Mom and Daddy are king of the universe. What they say goes. Daddy is the ideal man. Mama's the ideal female. And we follow that pattern. We don't know any better because we don't have a memory of where we were before. Many people call it the veil. But there is in you, and I've said this before, every mother knows that each baby is different. In you is you. And you're different than anybody who has ever lived. okay, God, I just want to do your will. And so God says, yes, you want to do my will. Does that answer what the will is? No. Does that tell you what to do when you walk out that door? No. God eternal in the body. The divine God within. When we listen, speaks to us. Not always in English. Sometimes it's someone's smile, a line from a song, a person we run into, whether we know him or not, who says just the right thing. The answer does come. The answer always comes. We just have to be attuned to hear it, to receive it, because it doesn't always look like what we thought. So then, what is God's will? God's will is for you to flourish, for you to live a life of peace and prosperity and joy and love and all of these 10 powers. Right. That's who you are. If you feel opposite to any of these qualities, it's time to turn around. And that's our job. That's not God's job. That's our job. We were given bodies that can manipulate things because we're supposed to use them. Some of us paint. Some of us draw. Some of us create wonderful things. That may be your real purpose in life. Oh, well, that's just a hobby. It's just something I do. It makes you happy, right? Share that joy with someone. I've seen some drawings that are just literally stick figures, but they still made me smile. That person didn't say, well, I can't draw, so I can't put that out there. I can't sing, so I can't put that out there. What is rap? That's not singing. Maybe you're a poet. Maybe you just like to take care of the flowers. Maybe you just like to look at the flowers and look at art. Do you know how artists would feel if there was nobody looking at their art? Music, if no one's singing it? So if you're, well, I'm just an appreciator, there's no just to that. That's valuable, that's important. And nobody will do it the way you are doing it. If you weren't here, there'd be a U-shaped hole in the universe. Because nobody else can fill that spot. You're needed. That's why you're on the planet right now, as you. Oh, well, I got to drop 30 more pounds. So, that's 30 more pounds of God on you. That's not a bad thing. If it's all God. And as long as you judge it bad and push it away, it's going to cling, because everything wants love. So the you that you used to be, love it. It got you here. The things about you you want to change, you got a project. All of that is good stuff for you to enjoy while you're on the planet. God's will, that you thrive, that you are enjoying your time here, enjoying the gifts, enjoying yourself. That's why you're here. There's no suffering or punishment. That's what we do to ourselves. So stop.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on this empowering journey with Reverend Judith Taylor. We trust the power of will has ignited a flame of determination and purpose within you. For more messages, resources, and to connect with our vibrant community, please visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Don't miss out on our updates. visit our Facebook page and ensure you sign up for our free weekly newsletter. If you're in the area, we warmly invite you to visit us at 14024 Highway 155 South in Tyler, Texas. Copyright 2023 Tyler Unity Center. All rights reserved. May your will be strong and your journey be purposeful.